Charles Lindbergh became an American hero when he flew the Spirit of St. Louis across the Atlantic in 1927. Well, that wasn't his only claim to fame. He later led a hugely popular political movement with a slogan and a philosophy similar to those of President Trump. NPR's Greg Myrie has the story.
Lindbergh was an icon in Europe as well as the U.S., and he moved to England in the late 1930s. By 1941, though, he was back home touring the country as the leading voice of the America First Committee, an isolationist group that claimed England was dragging America into a war he thought it should avoid.
And I have been forced to the conclusion that we cannot win this war for England, regardless of how much assistance we send. That is why the America First Committee has been formed.
That's Lindbergh just months before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Here's President Trump at his inaugural.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America First. America First.
Trump has never connected his tagline to Lindbergh and his group, and the parallels are far from absolute. But like Lindbergh before him, Trump has argued the U.S. should not be the world's policeman. Ian Bremmer, head of the Eurasia Group, which analyzes global risk, explains Trump's worldview this way.
The U.S. should not be promoting its values internationally, should not be telling other countries how they run themselves, that multilateral institutions that U.S. has had a significant role in are part of that problem.
Trump has plenty of company in attacking the global status quo. Many argue that institutions like NATO and the United Nations need to be restructured. Critics also point to America's long-running, expensive, and inconclusive wars. Here's Bremmer again.
Many, many Americans looked at the policies of the past decades and saw that the U.S. acting as the global sheriff did not benefit them. It was trillions of dollars wasted in Iraq and Afghanistan with thousands of American lives lost, and they don't want to see that anymore.
Trump has talked mostly about disrupting the current world order without saying what he would put in its place. Yet if the U.S. recedes from its superpower role, that would invite the likes of Russia, China, and Iran to fill the vacuum.
The international order that America created is now under unprecedented threat from multiple directions.
That's retired General David Petraeus speaking recently on Capitol Hill. He says the current global security system has generally served America well. But, he adds,
it did not will itself into existence. We created it. Likewise, it is not naturally self-sustaining. We have sustained it. If we stop doing so, it will fray and eventually collapse.
Trump is focused on the burdens of America's global role. He says NATO allies aren't pulling their weight. Those U.S. troops in Asia since World War II are too expensive. Trade agreements are costing American workers their jobs. Charles Lindbergh once raised similar objections to foreign adventures.
The doctrine that we must enter the wars of Europe in order to defend America will be fatal to our nation if we follow it.
In Lindbergh's case, the Pearl Harbor attack changed everything. His movement collapsed, and he not only backed the U.S. war effort, he joined it. He returned to the cockpit, flying more than 50 combat missions in the Pacific. Every president faces unexpected crises. And as Trump sets his course in a volatile world, his own definition of America First is sure to be challenged. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.